Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for listening. And if you missed my big announcement in the first hour of the program today, I teased it on the show on Friday because I wanted you to wonder, what is he going to tell me? I'm not going anywhere. I'm healthy, thanks be to God. Nothing like that. But I have a brand new book out, and it's called Inquisition. It's a play on words. It's tongue-in-cheek. Quiz is the big part of that title, Inquisition. It's a book for curious Catholics and the Catholic curious, meaning that you don't have to be a Catholic for this book to hit the spot. You may be thinking, well, I'd like to know more about what those Catholics think. Even if you don't agree with the Catholic Church, if nothing else, it'll be an interesting experience for you to see some of these details. There's something here for everybody. It's not for the young or the old. It's for everybody in between. Doesn't matter how much you know or how much you don't know about the Catholic Church. It's for you because there's something here for everybody. It's fun and factual faith formation because the more you know, the more you grow, right? Now, the best thing of all is that this is a brand new book that's absolutely free. And by free, I mean absolutely free. So you don't pay shipping. You don't pay handling. All you have to do is go to relevantradio.com/quiz. I'm looking at this now. You can see, Cyrus, you're seeing the book right now, aren't you? Don't you like that cover?
It's
Isn't
awesome.
That a pretty cover?
Very fun.
Yeah.
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 Well done.
Yeah, just so well done. And my thanks to Rich Paczynski and his entire team who were involved in this. They did such a great job. All I had to do was write it. They had to do all the hard work. They had to put it together and make it look nice, and they sure did. So it's yours, absolutely free. You can see a picture of it. And as it says there, it's fun and fast-paced. It's factual and fascinating. It'll give you faith formation. So, for example, who was the first pope to fly in an airplane? I tell you in the book. Who was the first American citizen to be canonized a saint? I tell you in the book. You'll find these answers and more with Inquisition, my brand new book. Now, you may say, why did you write that book? Well, one big reason is that because for over 35 years now, I've been teaching the Catholic faith and teaching it in so many different venues, teaching it on the radio, teaching on television, teaching it in front of live audiences, through articles. This is my 26th book, so teaching it through books, pretty much in any way I can figure out how to talk about the Catholic faith and teach it, I've done so. And so this quiz selection is kind of the fruit of all those years of teaching the faith. And a lot of it's fun. I mean, let's face it, for in 2,000 years of Christian history, there's going to be a lot of interesting details and factoids. And I share a lot of them with you in this. So there's something here for you. And the main thing is it's free. You don't have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is lift a finger and tap the Relevant Radio app, and you can sign up there. Or just go to relevantradio.com/quiz. And tell us where you want us to send you the book, and we'll send it to you. It's at the printer right now, but when they come back from the printer, they're going to be flying out of the warehouse to their intended recipients. That would be you. And it's also free for any of your friends or family, or enemies for that matter. You can get anyone and everyone you know to get a free book, and just let them know about it. So when you go to relevantradio.com/quiz, I would encourage you, just grab the link to that page and then shoot it over by text. Shoot it off to your friends, your kids. If you have kids in college and you're saying, well, they don't go to Mass anymore, who knows? This could jumpstart their return to the Catholic faith. You might be surprised. This could be the catalyst that might awaken or reawaken their interest in Jesus and prayer in the church and the Eucharist. What have you got to lose, right? What have you got to lose? Nothing. And it's free. And best of all, Cyrus is in the book. He doesn't know where yet. All he knows, and he's like, I can just see you, Cyrus. You're beside yourself. You want to get your hands on that book when it comes from the printer so that you can figure out where you are in the book. But you're there.
I went running into the warehouse, and they're not there yet. And then you mentioned that they're still at the printer. So I have to wait just like everybody else.
Yeah, we all have to wait. We all have to wait. But it won't be a long wait. That's the nice thing about it.
And I love the price on this thing. free.
It's like, tell us about the price.
Free is my favorite thing to pay for stuff. So thank you for making a free book.
Free is good. Free is good.
One last time.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Oh, easy. Easy peasy, as Mary Graham would say. Go to relevantradio.com/quiz, Q-U-I-Z, relevantradio.com/quiz, and you can get it there. Or just go to your Relevant Radio app. You've already got it on your phone anyway. And if you don't, how come you don't have it on your phone? Go to the App Store and download Relevant Radio's app, and you'll be glad that you did. Believe me now and listen to me later. Or listen to me now and believe me later. But you can get it on the app, or you can get it at relevantradio.com/quiz. But that's how you get it. You can't get it in a bookstore because nobody's got it yet. And you don't want to pay money for it because it's free. So go to relevantradio.com/quiz and you'll be able to get it there. I'm getting a ton of email from people asking about the new book. So let's see.
Most of those are from me saying, what are you writing? What are you writing about me in your book?
Yeah. When are you finding time to do this? All right. This is a note that comes in from Edward, who says, this isn't fair. Your new book is on the Relevant Radio website before you can make your announcement. Or am I off by an hour? Well, I think here's what happened. It's not a matter of unfairness. I think what happened is everybody is so excited. I think it's safe to say that. We're all excited about the book. I'm super excited about it. That in preparation and support for my making the announcement on the show this morning, the team at Relevant Radio made sure that we had the information already on the website. So it was there and waiting for the announcement. But that's why. That way, when people heard the announcement, they could go straight to it and see it. So Edward, and Edward also says, he says, thank you for everything you do. Please continue. You, Father Simon, and Cyrus are the best. Thank you. Aww. That's super cool. Thank you for that, Edward. I appreciate that. And I'm just excited that Cyrus has no clue what I wrote about him in the book.
He loved it.
To use an old-fashioned term that nobody uses anymore, you are on tenterhooks, waiting to find out.
Great. Now I have to look at it.
Tenterhooks. It's not tender hooks. Tenterhooks. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Darren in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. I don't know if you've heard about this. More garbage coming out from Disney. This one even shocked me. I know where they've been headed, but watching a couple college football games over the weekend, in the background caught my eye. They're advertising this new series called Little Demon. It's a cartoon character, the Antichrist. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the description said, Disney's new Little Demon series features a woman who's impregnated by Satan, gives birth to an Antichrist daughter, and carries graphic violence and nudity, makes light of hell and the dangers of the demonic realm.
Mm-hmm. You nailed it. I'm looking at the same description. My thoughts. Please, what do you think my thoughts are? It's horrendous. I mean, what do you think I'm going to say, Darren? I'm just being facetious, but Well, it's a number of things. Number one, it's par for the course for the modern Disney. And whatever faults he may have had, and I'm sure Walt Disney had faults of his own. Some people say, he was this, he was that. Okay, maybe he was all that and more. I don't know. But he was never anything like this. And I'm sure that Walt Disney, wherever he may be, is saddened, to say the least, by what his company has become and the terrible stuff that they purvey now. Not all of it is terrible, but a great deal of it is. And this is an example of that. Whoever would have thought? I mean, I remember when I used to watch The Wonderful World of Disney. I forget what night it came on. We would sit down in front of the TV and we'd see Walt Disney introduce the program. This was back in the 60s, and it was wholesome family fare, and it was awesome. And going to Disneyland was always a great experience as a kid. I went there a million times. So to see how far Disney has fallen, where they're actually factory repping quote-unquote entertainment about the devil. Again, if you didn't hear exactly what the caller just said, Little Demon is the name of it. It's about a 13-year-old child whose mom was impregnated by the devil. IMDb says, after being impregnated by the devil, a reluctant mother and her Antichrist daughter attempt to live an ordinary life in Delaware. So it's just it is the height of, first of all, I would say the height of foolishness, because these people don't realize the spiritual danger that they put themselves in, not to mention the spiritual danger that they are putting viewers of this. Parents, don't let your kids watch this, obviously. Darren says, what are your thoughts about that? Well, that would be my very first thought, is pull the plug on Disney. If you have Disney Plus, and you may say, yeah, but there are a lot of shows that the kids like. True. Yeah, I totally understand that. The Beatles, Let It Be, all 6 hours of it was released on Disney Plus. So I understand that there's some good things there, but I don't want to send money to Disney when they're putting stuff like this out there. That'd be one thing you can do, first of all. Don't let your children see it. Don't let your grandchildren see it. Explain to them why this is super dangerous. Because naturally, the devil wants you to think that he doesn't exist. He wants you to just blow it off and say, yeah, but that's just cartoon stuff. It's not real. If he has people believing that, they're exactly where he wants them to be. So I could go on and on, Darren. It's deplorable. It's sad. Nothing shocks me anymore. Some things surprise me, but nothing shocks me. And this would be an example of just the rank stupidity and spiritual blindness of people who are making these decisions and pouring good money into a project like this that's only going to harm people spiritually. Heaven help them. Those are my thoughts, Darren, and probably many others, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to make everyone aware.
Well, we did. And now I would like to make everybody unaware of it, to say, don't even bother with it now. Thanks for the call, Darren. In other words, you know it's bad. You know you need to avoid it. You know you need to warn your kids and grandkids away from it. But beyond that, I would just leave it alone. Man, if I don't own stock in Disney, but if I did, that thing would be gone ASAP.
Yep. Skip it like a stone.
Yeah, exactly. Because just think, if you own stock in Disney, you're profiting from this, assuming that their stocks go up, which they tend to do. I wouldn't want that kind of profit. I don't have stock in Disney, but if I did, I would dump it. 888-914-9149. How about Patricia in Plano, Texas? Good morning, Patricia. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Patrick. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Great. I just need, I have a quick question. Jesus, when he was walking with the disciples on the walk to Emmaus, they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And right. I always thought it was just the 12 apostles that were at the Last Supper. I didn't know if
it was
12 people. Yeah, how did they know about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. So what this means is that when the Lord went into this house with them, first of all, they didn't recognize him before that. So right. When they were walking with him and talking with him and he's teaching them, they didn't realize it was him. And one of the reasons, I think, is because they knew that Jesus had died. You know, they knew he'd been crucified. So they weren't expecting to see him alive. They weren't, you know, they hadn't had any reason for them to think that the Lord might be alive. But probably above and beyond that, they probably were also, they didn't recognize him because his appearance had changed. I mean, he still looked like the Lord, but his appearance was in a glorified body. But in any case, the point is that they recognized him. So when he was in this house with them, so let's assume then that these are not two of the apostles. These are just two disciples. They weren't in the Last Supper. They weren't there in the upper room. And yet the passage is saying that when Jesus did this, that's when they recognized him. In other words, that's when they understood who this was. Do you see what I'm saying? In other words, it wasn't as though they recognized him because they saw him at the Last Supper, but they were his disciples. Okay. They saw...
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, okay, I understand it now. That was confusing to me. So because they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, and I was like, what? Okay. All right. And probably you've been asked this question 100 times, too. My kids said that I shoved Catholicism down their throats by taking them to Mass and making, you know, their sacraments. And they want nothing to do with the Catholicism. So what can I answer to them? Mom, I'm just mad at you for shoving Catholicism down our throats.
Yeah, I would say, oh, honey, you're so confused. And eventually I hope that you wake up to the reality here. I didn't shove anything down your throat. I taught you the truth from the time you were young. Just like I didn't shove being honest down your throat. I taught you to be honest, but I wasn't shoving it down your throat. I taught you not to steal. I taught you not to do other things that are wrong. I taught you how to be good. I taught you how to work hard, and I taught you how to study and get along well with others. I wasn't shoving any of those things down your throat. I was teaching you the truth. And the truth of the Catholic faith is the biggest part of all of that. I was teaching you about Jesus Christ and the church he established. Now, it breaks my heart to see that you've turned your back on the truth, and hopefully you'll come back to it at some point. But no, I reject your premise. I didn't shove anything down your throat. I taught you the truth, and it's going to be up to you to claim it for yourself, or if you're walking away from it, what a terrible tragedy that would be. But see, I wouldn't accept the premise because it's not true, Patricia. She may say, well, you indoctrinated me. No, I didn't indoctrinate you in anything. I taught you the truth. And now you're at a point where you're going to make a decision whether or not to hang on to that truth or not hang on to it. But I didn't shove anything down your throat. I think that for me, as a father and you as a mother, that would be the first thing that I would say, is that I don't accept your premise. You may look at it that way, but I certainly don't. Because if you accept that premise, then you're on the defensive. And you're the one who's backpedaling now. Well, I only did it for your own good, and I only did it because I thought it was the right thing. I wouldn't even go down that road at all. I would just simply reject the premise. Because it's not true, ultimately.
Right. Okay, I just needed to hear it. Thank you, Patrick. Okay. Had a wonderful day.
Hang in there, Patra. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Have you signed up for the book yet? Gotten your free copy?
I'm going to. I'm going to right after this.
Wonderful. Well, I do hope you enjoy it. I had a lot of fun writing it. I had a lot of fun putting Cyrus into the book, unbeknownst to him. And I'm particularly delighted that we can make it available absolutely free. Anybody who wants my brand new book, it's called Inquisition. It's for the Catholic curious and curious Catholics. It's a book of quizzes, and each quiz has 15 possible, well, actually, I should say 15 questions, and for each of the 15 questions in each of the quizzes, there are 5 possible correct answers. So it's informative, it's fun, it's fact-based, it's faith-filled, and you'll have fun with it. I really think so. And the funnest thing of all is it's free. So just go to relevantradio.com/quiz. And claim your brand new copy. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. We are moving briskly through our Taco Tuesday edition of the Patrick Madrid Show. We have about half the show left. See how quickly it goes? So if you want to get on the phone with me, call 888-914-9149. But do that after you go to relevantradio.com/quiz and take a look at my new book and sign up for your free copy. I'll be right back. Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com. This hour sponsored by Solidarity HealthShare, the first to offer comprehensive sharing for prescription medications. Check now to see how much you can save. Go to CatholicHealthShare.com.
Keeping it relevant. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
All right. We are moving and grooving here on the Patrick Madrid Show, and you can be part of the action when you call 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I'll go to the phones in just a moment. First, though, if you're just tuning in, I made my big announcement in the first hour of the program today. I have a brand new book out. It's called Inquisition, with the emphasis on quiz. It's for the curious Catholic and the Catholic curious. So you don't have to be Catholic to get this free book, but if you are, it's for you, too. It'll give you lots of information about the faith in a fun way. This is a fun book. It's not ponderous. You're not going to be falling asleep. It's also free. So fun and free. They go together. And if you want to take a look at this brand new book, I'll never live that down. If you want to see the cover of this book, it's beautiful. It's at the printer right now. So as soon as they come in, we're just going to be sending these out left and right. And we want to send you a copy absolutely free. Go to relevantradio.com/quiz and you'll see it there. Go to relevantradio.com/quiz. And if you're using your Relevant Radio app, you'll see it right there front and center. Just tell us where you want us to send it. That's it. That's all you have to do. There's no cost at all. It's absolutely free. You don't pay shipping. You don't pay handling. You don't pay anything.
All right. What's the
you
hidden
just
cost,
say,
though?
I want my free
There's
book.
Always,
there is none.
Always a hidden fee. Nothing?
There truly is nothing.
This is free.
Not a hidden fee. It's as free can be.
Oh, I like free.
That rhymes.
I like that.
Yeah, free is good.
Free is
born
my favorite.
Free. Free as the wind blows. Yeah, so it's free. Did I mention that it's free, Cyrus? Did you catch that part?
I think it might be free.
Yeah, free. Gratis, as we say in Spanish. Gratis, free.
And
you'll
how
get,
do I
it.
Get it.
All you have to do, here's how you get it. Okay, if you want your free book called Inquisition, my brand new book, my 26th book, I can't even believe that that many books are out there. But anyway, so go to relevantradio.com/quiz. You'll see a picture of it. It's really pretty. Shout out to the team, especially Beth Groshek, who designed it. She did such a wonderful job. It's just, that alone is going to make you want the book, just how beautiful it is. And I think when you read the inside of it, you will find it very mentally stimulating. It'll give you a lot of information about the Catholic Church, its customs, its history, significant people, all kinds of things that you maybe thought you knew, and you might find out, oh, it's not what I thought. Or you may say, I never knew that. I never knew that about the Catholic Church. And everything, by the way, is meticulously sourced and footnoted. So for every quiz, there are a whole bunch of quizzes in this book, and each quiz has 15 questions. And each question has 5 multiple choice answers. And for every answer, it gives you not only the correct answer, but it also gives you an explanation, meticulously detailed, footnoted, down to, you know, the Bible verse, the fact of history or whatever it may be. So it's not just like you're going to learn information for its own sake, but you're going to know the why behind it. And that's always good. That's how we grow. That's how we become more knowledgeable. And best of all, I know we have many non-Catholic listeners to this program, and thank you for listening. This book is for you too. Don't feel as though you have to be in the club, so to speak, to get this book. It's just as much for you as it is for anyone else. You can be Mormon. You can be atheist. You can be Protestant. You could be anything under the sun, and you can still get this book for free. So just go to relevantradio.com/quiz. relevantradio.com/quiz and tell us where you want it sent. And yes, Cyrus, because I know you were wondering, it's absolutely free.
And this is a limited time thing, right? I think you
so,
need to sign up now. Or not sign up, just
yeah,
say,
well,
I want my free book.
You have to do that. That's true. Because we're obviously not going to force it on you. But I think once you see this book, you'll say, oh my gosh, I do want that. And I want my kids to have that. And I want my friends to have that, and my neighbors to have that, and all the people in my parish to have that. You can do that. All we need to know is where they want the book sent, and we'll send it to them. But take a look at it, if nothing else. And, oh, you know what? It would be a personal favor to me if you would grab the link. So it's relevantradio.com/quiz. Just grab that link, and I would be so grateful to you if you would populate your social media platforms with that link. Put it on Facebook. Send it to your friends. Put it on Pinterest. Put it on where else do people go, Cyrus? Instagram, Twitter, all of the social media platforms that you might use. Please be like the sower of the seed and just put that link everywhere you can, because it's free and nobody's going to be charged a dime for this while supplies last. And inevitably, they will run out. But for the time being, it's there for the taking. So if you can put that on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram, I would deeply appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to, where are we going to go? Let's go to Tyler in Allentown, PA. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Mr. Madrid.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, I don't know if I told you my question, but my question is, what is your position on absolved sins of the just being revealed at the general judgment?
My position is, and I hope I'm right about this, Tyler, because I have skin in that game, that's for sure, as you do, we all do. My position is, on the one hand, taking into account what Jesus said about how every deed that's done in darkness will be brought into the light, and things that are done in secret will be shouted from the rooftop. My hope, and I think having studied this, that I have reason to hope, based upon some of the church fathers who take this view, not all do, that the sins of the blessed, the sins of those who are going to go to heaven, will not be publicly disclosed, or at least not in the manner and with the effects that people who are going to hell will have their sins disclosed. That will be public for those who are damned. And so part of their ignominy will be for their true lives to be revealed for others to see. But my personal position is, and this is more of a hope than a position, and that is that the Lord, in his mercy on those who loved him, will not do the same for them. So in a nutshell, that's my position.
That's an interesting position. But even within that, there are a lot of qualifiers there. So for me, I'm having a little difficulty understanding that, because it seems to be mutually exclusive, right? This that it's either they won't have their sins revealed, or they will. So when you say, okay, well, not in the way that the sins of the damned will be revealed, it seems like you're teeter-tottering between two different mutually exclusive positions. Is that right?
I don't think so. In other words, if I were God and I revealed that you committed various sins, and I would say that, you know, I would say publicly, well, Tyler, he stole some things and he did other things, it doesn't mean that it's mutually exclusive when compared or contrasted with the sins of the damned being maybe in a much more detailed or much more dramatic way being revealed. It doesn't seem mutually exclusive to me, but rather a matter of degree. The mutually exclusive part would be either the sins of the blessed will be revealed or they won't be. And my hope is that they won't be. But if indeed they are, it would not be to their detriment. It would not be a punishment the way it would be for the damned. So I don't know what form that would take, but let's say that the sins of the blessed are indeed revealed in some manner. They will not be crestfallen or ashamed or anything, because they will be confirmed in grace and glory. So however that works out, it won't be something that will be painful to them, as it will for the damned.
You mentioned that you say that this is the position of a church father or some church fathers. Which church father?
Well, off the top of my head, I don't know. But I was asked this question by a colleague maybe 5 years ago or so. So I spent some time going through and considering. I went to the Catena Aria, which is the work compiled by St. Thomas Aquinas, in which he gives patristic testimony for each of the verses in the Gospels. And so that's the first place I went. So in those passages where Jesus talks about things that are done in secret will be proclaimed from the rooftops, I considered, what did St. Augustine say? What did St. Cyprian say? And honestly, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you which father said what. But I did run across some of the fathers who seemed to hold the view that it would not apply to the blessed in heaven. But that's just their opinion. We don't know yet.
It's interesting that you say that. The reason I'm calling in and asking this is because someone mentioned that you had mentioned this before on Relevant Radio. And it's funny that you mentioned St. Thomas Aquinas and in the Catena, because in his supplement, in the Summa, in the supplement of the Summa, he mentions clearly that the absolved sins of the just will be revealed at the general judgment, and he says that even then this was the position, the common position of theologians, and that there was only in his time one person who differed on that.
Yeah, what's your point?
My question is, you say you hope, this is not your position, you hope, and I get that. Those are two very different things to say, well, this is what the church teaches, or I'm holding a position which is in contrast to what the church teaches. It's very different to say, I hope that this will end up being the case.
True, but let me interject here. It is not a defined dogma of the church. It's an open question that hasn't been formalized by the church. So a range of opinion is permitted.
But it's theologically certain. It's the common position. It's the common opinion of theologians.
Yeah, and I hope that those theologians are incorrect on that issue, and there's room for me to hope so.
But is it okay to teach people that there is a hope there when it is the common opinion of theologians that is
yes,
actually
I do
the
believe
case
so.
That those...
Yes, okay. It is. Because the church has not definitively settled this issue. So even though it's the common... Take, for example, Tyler, the common position of theologians from time immemorial was that limbo obtains as the fate for unbaptized babies. And the church has left that as an open question. And as recently as Pope Benedict XVI, he acknowledged the fact that that was the common theological interpretation. And yet he says he rejects that in hope of God giving salvation to unbaptized infants. So this would be in a similar category as that.
Is it, though? Because...
It is. I'm not going to debate this with you, Tyler. You asked for my opinion on the issue. I gave it to you. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with me. But I have ample room for holding out hope that the Lord will spare the just, those who are blessed, from the ignominy that the damned are going to experience. So I guess I can't say it any more clearly than that. I hope it's helpful to you. Thank you. Let's go now to Robert in Arcata, California. Good morning, Robert. Hello, Robert. You are on the air.
Hello there.
Robert's not ready.
I got a bad feeling about
Do you have a bad
this.
Feeling about this? I thought so. Let's try Alice in Chicago. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Patrick.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I am calling because I have a 44-year-old daughter who lives in New Zealand for the last 22 years. She was... all 16 years of her education were at Catholic schools. She has two children now. My grandchildren are 4 and 8. And because they're in New Zealand, I don't really get to participate in their education. And my mm-hmm. daughter has fallen away from the church, actually long before she was in college, and I did not know that. And now I'm looking, they're coming for a 3-month visit, and I'm looking for something that I can help catechize these little kids, because I just feel horrible.
How old are they?
That 4 and 8.
Okay.
And when I have been there, which has been a long time, I would read the Bible to them, the little children's Bible, but, you know, there's no continuation of it, so they don't really know anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're a good grandma, and you're going to do everything you can to help them grow in their knowledge of the faith. I have a lot of, what's the word for it? Enthusiasm for the things that the people at Holy Heroes put out. Their website's holyheroes.com, and so they produce all kinds of things, DVDs, CDs, games, activities, you name it, to help teach the faith to young people. So you might want to take a look over there and see what they've got. That might be one thing. I'm a big fan of the Baltimore Catechism, and there are 3 levels of the Baltimore Catechism, the St. Joseph edition, one for First Communion, one for the little bit older grades, and then the gray one with Jesus on the front cover for the older grades. Now, that may be too much for the younger kids, but maybe the first volume might be a good one. I think these are all helps, and they go along with your making an effort to teach the kids. And the more you do that personally, I think the better it is. Tell them about Adam and Eve. Tell them about the story of the fall and why that necessitated a Savior, and how the gates of hell had been closed, and how God loves people and wants them to go to heaven. So he became one of us in the incarnation, explained who Jesus is and why Jesus did what he did. I come back to this theme fairly regularly, Alice. And it's my conviction that many people are puzzled. Why are my children falling away from the church? But maybe one of the missing pieces was they never knew who Jesus Christ is. And I'm not saying that's the case. Well, it very well may be the case with your grandchildren who are not trained in the faith. But I think across the board in general, if people don't understand who Jesus is and what he did and why he died on the cross and what's the purpose of the church, all these things like the Eucharist and confession and all the other things don't really make a lot of sense. And they're nothing that somebody would say, oh, I want that, if they don't understand why we should want that. So that's my little bit of advice for your pedagogy as you teach these kids.
Okay. Okay. I did get the Baltimore Catechism, the full series. And I do think that obviously for the four-year-old it might be a bit much, but I will go and check out Holy Heroes, and I appreciate it, Patrick, and everything that you do and Relevant Radio. It's wonderful. It's a blessing.
Well, you're so kind. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And I'll say a little prayer that you are wildly successful in inculcating the faith in your grandchildren. And hopefully maybe your children will see a renaissance and come back to a practice of their faith as well. Thank you. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show on the very day that I've announced my brand new book called Inquisition. Inquisition. It's a book of Catholic quizzes. You don't have to be Catholic to enjoy it. And it's free. All you have to do to get your copy is go to relevantradio.com/quiz. Relevantradio.com/quiz. Take a look at it. I think you're going to like it. It's a pretty cover. And it's filled with all kinds of interesting details that I'm sure you'll enjoy. And you can get it for free, no shipping, no handling, no nothing. Just tell us where to send it. Go to relevantradio.com/quiz.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio Line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
All right. This is Taco Tuesday, as you might have guessed from the music. And special announcement, if you're just tuning in right now, I have a brand new book out. And yeah, Cyrus is so excited. He's excited because his name is in the book. Although he hasn't seen the book yet, so he doesn't know where.
I'm excited about that.
False. Oh, you're going to like it. You're going to like
it. I'm sure. You're a nice guy.
Am I setting you up for something, I guess? Now, you've seen the cover of the book, right, Cyrus?
The cover's phenomenal. It's perfect. Mm. I love it.
It really is. It's just, it's beautiful. I've been saying it's pretty, but it's really not pretty. It's beautiful. And if you want to see a copy, just go to relevantradio.com/quiz. Or go to my Twitter feed, because I retweeted what the Relevant Radio Twitter feed put out. Who was the first pope to fly in an airplane? I'm not going to tell you. You have to read the book, but it's in there. It is a book for, it's a book of Q&A for the curious Catholic and the Catholic curious. It's 100% free. And by free, we mean absolutely free. You don't pay for anything. No shipping, no handling, no nothing. Just go to relevantradio.com/quiz. And there you can put in your name and where you want it sent. That's it. That's all you have to do. No strings attached, no salesman will call. So with everything else in the created universe, this has a limit to it. It's a big printing, a really big printing, but the reaction, judging thus far from the first hour or so, has been so overwhelming, and people piling in and telling us where to send their free copy of the book, that I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I wouldn't be surprised if the first print run gets exhausted quickly. So I haven't been told yet if there's going to be another print run. We'll have to see what happens. But if you don't want to take a chance or run the risk of not getting a book, I would get in there as early as you can and tell us where you want us to send your free book. Now, you may be saying, well, I've got family and I've got friends. What about them? We would be happy to send them books as well. So let them know. The way to do that is grab the link to relevantradio.com/quiz. And text it. Maybe put it on Facebook. That would be a really good way to do it. Put it on Facebook so it gets legs. If you're on Pinterest or Instagram or you use Twitter, what have you, it would be a personal favor to me if you would let your family and friends know about it, because I want to give them a free copy of the book as well. It's for everybody. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to be super knowledgeable, or you don't have to be a beginner. There's something here for everybody. And I know that when you actually have the book in your hands, you're going to flip through it and you say, oh, this is a lot of fun. I never knew learning about this stuff could be this much fun. And yes, there is humor. If you like the Patrick Madrid show, and if you like what Cyrus and I do on the program, there is a fair amount of that in there. Now, it's not frivolous. This is a serious book with lots of really good, serious information, but it's presented in a fun manner. And so I think you'll learn a lot, and you'll also have fun doing it. And you may say, well, is this something I can give to a teenager? Absolutely. Can I give this to a 9-year-old? Absolutely. Nothing in this book that's going to be a problem for anybody. You may say, do I have to be Catholic? No. I mean, if you are LDS, if you are whatever, it doesn't matter what your background is, Protestant, you name it. This, if nothing else, is going to be a book that's going to at least give you more info about the Catholic Church and its history. You may not agree with the Catholic Church. You may not even like the Catholic Church. That's okay. This book will be a little more information, and the more you know, right? It's always better to know more than to know less. So again, free. Just go to relevantradio.com/quiz or use the Relevant Radio app, and you'll be able to see a picture of it and tell us where you want us to send it, and you'll get your free copy. Have I left anything out, Cyrus?
I think
did I mention that you're in the book?
And it's free. That's the part that I'm most interested in.
Yeah, absolutely free. No strings attached. There's always, with a lot of other places, kind of a gimmick. You know, it's free except for shipping and handling. You pay shipping? No, nothing like that. You don't pay a dime. Let's see. This is a note that comes in from Lana. As a matter of fact, Lana just sent it to me a moment ago. She's listening in Los Angeles. Dear Patrick, I grew up in the LA area. I wanted to thank you for your program. I was encouraged to listen to your station, but in the last year, I started listening regularly on the podcast and also on the Relevant Radio app. I have learned so much about our Catholic faith. I can't believe you wrote 26 books. Sometimes I can't believe that either. I have trouble thinking about writing one. LOL, thank you again. Thank you again. I'm so happy with your show and your calming voice. Well, that's very kind of you, Lana. I appreciate that very much. And oh, by the way, go get your free book, Lana. Go to relevantradio.com. I can't even say it. Go to relevantradio.com/quiz, and we'll be happy to send you a book. Thank you. Let's go to Kevin now in Homestead, Florida. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, good morning. I guess I'll start with woo-hoo. Got to do that, right?
yeah, you did it right.
Okay, thank you. I have a question because I've been seeing on my Facebook feed a lot of like people posting about Halloween. And I was wondering what the church's position or your opinion, whichever it is, on Halloween. Because I know what you talk about on the Ouija boards and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if there's a difference.
Okay, sure. I have both an opinion, and I can share with you. The church doesn't have a teaching per se on Halloween,
okay,
but the church has some general principles that we could apply to Halloween. So let me start there. So historically, Halloween is the night before All Saints Day, and All Hallows is maybe a more archaic word in English, All Hallows Eve, and that's where the word Halloween comes from. And it is a secular celebration in the United States. Originally in Europe, it was not secular. It was religious, and it was not a formal religious ceremony or anything like that. Rather, it was in a way similar to like Mardi Gras. So Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, you celebrate in a raucous way. And because on Ash Wednesday, you have to begin Lent, and you have to begin fasting, and you have to begin abstaining from meat, etc. So in a way similar to that, there were celebrations that were traditional on the night before All Saints Day, and it was a way of kind of getting into the mindset of remembering the dead, remembering not only those who had gone to heaven, All Saints, but also All Souls the following day, which is the feast day for all people. And in which we remember all those, in a particular way, we remember all those who have died and are in purgatory. So we pray for them in a special way. We honor the saints who are in heaven on All Saints Day. But it was part of this liturgical custom of remembering the dead in a in a particular and prayerful way that, as human activities tend to do, it got into party mode. And so party mode involved food and drink, and before you know it, there were people who were pulling pranks and doing things. And eventually, over time, it didn't happen all at once, but there's this historical sort of importation of this custom into the United States, 13 colonies, etc. And because this was primarily a Catholic thing to do, and the colonies were very firmly in the grip of Protestants at that time, so our American forefathers and foremothers, early on at least, were Puritans, and they had no time for any of this kind of stuff. They didn't like it, anything that smacked of the Catholic faith. They didn't want any part of it. They didn't even want celebrations of Christmas because they thought that was going too far, and revelry and such things. So the early colonists did not like things like Christmas caroling and other things that would grow up later as customs. So as it took root in the United States, Halloween passed from being a religious or a quasi-religious celebration into a purely secular celebration. That's why now, even though the vestiges of remembering the dead take the form of witches and ghosts and goblins and things like that, and trick-or-treat and giving out candy and things like that, that's the secularized version of this. And so that leads me to, what does the church teach on this issue? Well, the church says that not only should we not have anything to do with mediums or witches or tarot cards or Ouija boards or seances or anything, we certainly shouldn't glorify those things. We shouldn't even treat them as if they were something funny. Ha ha, oh look, she's dressed up as a witch. Now, in American secular culture, that religious sensibility is really not present in the minds of the average American, because Americans have grown up without any kind of connection between Halloween as it's currently celebrated and its religious roots. So the church cautions us to stay far away from anything occultic or anything diabolical, anything satanic. We should stay far away from that and certainly not glorify it or treat it as if it were something fun, like, because it's not fun and games. So that leads, I guess, to you're asking me for my opinion. My opinion is simply this, that I think that the custom of celebrating Halloween as a secular celebration in this country, as it's celebrated, can be reconciled with being a Catholic, with believing in Jesus, if you do the following things. And this, again, my opinion, the church doesn't tell you have to do this. The church doesn't have a teaching, quote unquote, on Halloween per se. But looking at what the church does say, Nancy and I, we always forbade our children. We didn't have to forbid them because it was never even something that we would countenance. So you're not allowed to dress up as a witch. You're not allowed to dress up as a devil. You're not allowed to dress up as, you know, a dead body or something like that. In our family, the kids, we would go trick-or-treating and we would take them out, and their costumes would be that of saints. So we had my wife made, when our oldest children were young, for the boys, she made a Pope costume. And Pope John Paul II was Pope at that time. So she made, because my wife is a very good seamstress, so she made a very sturdy mitre, the hat that the bishops wear on their head, and a chasuble, and an alb beneath that, and a staff, I think at one time carrying a staff, that like a shepherd's staff that the bishops carry. So the boys, they would take turns, but they would be dressed up as the Pope. We had another costume for St. Michael the Archangel. So she made big cardboard wings and spray painted them gold. And we had purchased at a toy store a plastic breastplate with a sword, and so the wings and all that stuff. So another boy would be dressed as St. Michael the Archangel. We had, I can't remember now whether it was St. Therese of Lisieux in a Carmelite habit, or if it might have been St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, or maybe both. It's so long ago now, I don't fully remember. Long story short, we would go trick-or-treating with the kids, and they would be dressed up as saints and angels. And it was really an amazing thing. Halloween after Halloween, when the Madrid kids would go up to the front door, it was an opportunity for evangelism. Because the person with the big bowl of candy at the front door would say, "Oh, what are you dressed? Oh, I'm dressed as the Pope." Or, "Oh, I'm just as St. Therese of Lisieux. Who's that? Oh, she was a great Catholic saint, blah, blah, blah." And the kids would be eager to tell who they were. "Oh, I'm St. Michael the Archangel." So what we did, simply put, was we retained the secular celebration of Halloween for the fun and games. We completely eradicated anything that would have anything to do with the occult, witches, Satan, etc. And we used this as an opportunity for not only for our children to be publicly Catholic, but also to share the faith in that way with the total strangers that they would meet along the way. So that's the way we handled it. I don't agree with the view that Halloween is bad and you should avoid it. I would agree with that view if by that the person means devil masks and witches and things of that nature. I would agree with that. But I don't think it needs to be entirely jettisoned. There is a way to Christianize it and kind of pull it back in the direction of its original roots. So those are my thoughts, Kevin. I only have about a minute left. Do you have any reaction to any of that before I have to go?
I guess just a second. It sounds like you're saying it's not basically opening doors to evil.
If you do it the way, I believe that way we did it, that's true. But you could open the doors to evil if you were to do it in a way that glorified the occult.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. Okay. I have one other comment, if I may. I've been waiting for like a week since you started to tease your book, a week or so ago. I've been waiting for it, and I was ready to pay for it. And now that I find that you've got service in there, I ordered one already. And I sent out 30 emails, and I have other people.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, tell the whole world, Kevin. Tell everybody you know. But just remember, you don't have to pay a dime for it. It's absolutely free. Absolutely free. No shipping, no handling, nothing. Thanks, Kevin. Just go to relevantradio.com/quiz and claim your copy and let all your friends know that it's free for them too. I'll be right back.